Welcome to episode 64 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbitt. As many of you know, last week saw me make my yearly trip to Focus on Imaging. I had a really hectic week in the build-up to the event, so apologies to those of you who wondered just what had happened to the podcast, but the reality was something had to go by the wayside in order for me to get everything done in time. But fear not, I plan to more than make up for that in the coming week. In this week's show then, I'm taking a moment to slow down and think about the great content I recorded and which I'll be sharing with you in this coming week. I'm also tipping you off about an exciting live web chat that I'll be broadcasting in the coming days, which will give you a great chance to ask any questions you might have about Focus on Imaging or even just to talk about photography in general. I'm still in catch-up mode, so it is a shorter show this week. That said, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 64. It's the day after I came back from Focus on Imaging, and it was a very productive trip that I had. So, this is a Thursday as I record this, and what I'm doing is just making myself a cup of tea, but just gradually trying to catch up on myself. I say gradually, I'm sort of spending today. I've had a meeting today, which you will hear about in the fullness of time, to do with some photography that I've got to shoot. What else? I've just been just taking some shots of some new footwear, which has recently been sent to me to have a look at. But apart from that, today I am just really catching up on myself, trying to just get a few things done ahead of next week. I have my faithful friend, Penfold, the office cat, who is kind of just wandering around here. And he's kind of missed me for the last few days. I've been away at Focus for, I went up on the Monday. Focus started on Sunday, the 4th, and finished on Wednesday. And so I'm just going to sort of catch up on myself and see what's ahead of me next week, because I recorded a lot of content for you guys. It was 18 files in total, I seem to recall, and just in my office at the moment, 18 files in total, and all manner of people that I spoke to. Just got my diary here, or rather my notebook, because I can't remember who I spoke to. I spoke to so many, literally hundreds of people over the course of those few days. And I will be sharing all of that content with you in this next week or so. So just to give you an idea, I just want to kind of bring you up to date with the sort of people that I spoke to and the sort of things that we were discussing. As I say, bear with me, I can't remember precisely everything that we spoke about. But let's see here. So, Manfrotto, I caught up with the guys at Manfrotto. Obviously, we were talking about tripods, we were talking about Kata bags. That I don't think was actually on audio, actually. But I had a really good chat about Gitzo tripods, which a lot of you are aware of Gitzo, but you may not, you know, sort of know a lot about them. A lot of you are more likely to know about Manfrotto. So we were talking about their equipment. There is a really interesting company called Three-Legged Thing, and they make tripods as well. Kind of new to the UK market, but very interesting product. We sort of had a little catch-up to do with that. The Royal Photographic Society, very well-established old institution here in the UK. I know a lot of people are aware of them, but we sort of spoke about what it is that the society does and what have you. Now, I can't go through every single company on my list here that that I spoke to. But in amongst the bunch, as you would expect, you have got the likes of Nikon in there. I spoke with Sigma, the guys that make lenses. Lopro, of course, make very good camera bags. Some companies who you may not have heard of, or again, you may just sort of be aware of them sort of on your periphery, perhaps. One of the things that you most certainly will want to know about, because I know that a lot of you were sort of really sort of waiting to hear what I had to say, I was very lucky to catch up with one of the guys in the know at Fujifilm. Now, a lot of you will have by now checked out the Fujifilm X100 review that I wrote a little while ago now, and just gave my thoughts having tested that camera for a short while. Of course, there was the X-Pro1, which has just recently been sort of released. That's something that we were talking about specifically. And my plan is that all of this content, everything that I recorded over this last few days, will all be going live on the Active Photographer within this next week. So I think, as they say, watch this space. But the other thing that I am going to do, and I will remind you guys of this sort of in next week's show, which will be going will be going out on Monday as usual. That'll be with you. I am planning on setting up a very kind of informal live web chat. I'm yet to confirm, but it's most likely going to be Thursday, this coming Thursday. So that's going to be, let me think, it's going to be the 12th, 13th, 14th, the 15th of March, and it's planning to be this at 7 p.m. 7 in the evening UK time. So wherever you are in the world, you will need to you know, just kind of check to see what the conversion is on the time there. But it's just going to be a chance for you guys to ask me some questions. I'm going to start off, I'm going to put it out on Twitter actually, over the next, and Facebook over the next week. I'm going to be talking about focus on imaging, what you guys thought, new technology that's out, all that sort of thing. Very informal, and hopefully you guys all tune in. But you need to check out to see the, you know, to see exactly when it's going to be and what have you. I'll put something up on the Active Photographer website. But yeah, that's really exciting. So as I say, I've got here, I have a rucksack which I'm just unpacking. I actually have my faithful friend here. You're right, matey. He's having a real good interest. He's renowned for jumping in bags and seeing what's going on. When I went to Berlin last year, I was packing everything up, and there he was in the bag. And I dare say, if I wasn't more observant, I would have taken him to Berlin with me. But there we are. But I'm just unpacking stuff. The whole point with my trip to Focus is to touch base with contacts within the industry, people that I know and perhaps don't know yet, you know, new contacts, what have you. Some really exciting things going to be coming through on the Active Photographer as a result. Stuff that I really can't tell you about, unfortunately, at the moment, because it's all kind of top secret. But, you know, in the true spirit of travelling light and what have you, I was able to, in a roundabout way, basically speaking, get everything that I needed in a single single bag. And as it turns out, that bag was the Lopro Photosport 200AW, which is, as a lot of you will know, is a bag that I'm testing at the moment, which I happen to really, really like. I will say no more at the moment, because not only will you hear more about this bag in the audio that I recorded with a guy at Lopro, but I, of course, will, in the fullness of time, be putting out a full review. But, as I say, everything I needed was in there. I had my notebook, I had sort of business cards, which I'm just unpacking at the moment. What else? Sort of. Oh, that's the other thing. I had a laptop in there as well. The bag has a pouch designed for a like a water reservoir, you know, with a tube that comes out. A lot of you outdoors people know exactly what that is that I'm describing. But when I'm not using it for that, there is enough padding that I am happy to put my laptop down the back, down into that section. So I've just taken that out now. But that's it. I was travelling really light. And that actually, in that bag I had, let's say, wash kit, clothing, my camera, audio equipment for the podcast, all sorts of various bits and bobs. The only thing that I did also take separately was a shoulder bag to walk around with at the show to have various sort of things in. But in the event, I actually didn't bother using that. I tried it on the first day, but I actually found that it was just a bit of a pain to be to be carrying a bag around. But, you know, you take these things, and if you don't need them, leave them in your hotel room or in a cupboard somewhere at a show or in a press room, whatever it might be. But, yeah, this is just my day to kind of just really stop, slow down a little bit. Chance is a fine thing. But just to plan ahead what I've got in mind. Now, as I said just now, there's a lot of exciting things going on with the active photographer over the coming weeks. I've got a bit of a backlog of content which I really want to share with you guys. Say this this show, I appreciate, has gone out a little bit later than usual. A number of factors to do with that. One, I've just been so busy in the lead up to Focus on Imaging that literally I ran out of time to get everything done, and I had to prioritise certain things, I'm afraid. But the other factor was, actually, as I thought about it, I thought, you know, I'll do it a little bit different this time around. There was already content, as a lot of you will know, there's already content up on the website. And I thought, right, I'll just have a kind of an unpacking, sort of a quick sort of little sort of talk to you guys quickly now. So yeah, I hope you'll forgive me for sort of changing around the times a little bit. But yeah, as of next Monday, everything should be back to normal, and there's all this content. One thing I will say, because I've got so many interviews that I recorded to share with you guys, just like last year, I'm going to do a Focus Extra type approach to this. So what I'll probably do is, again, keeping the files, you know, relatively short, keeping them to a total of half an hour or thereabouts. I will include some of, I would imagine I'll include some of the, maybe a couple of the interviews or what have you in next week's podcast, but then I'll be doing as many Focus Extra shows, as it were, until all of the content is finally has been gone through. My thoughts at the moment are that rather than having like the front page of the Active Photographer filled up with nothing but Focus on Imaging for the next week, because there will be follow-on articles and things, I'm thinking what I'm going to do is probably do a single post somewhere in through the week, next week, after the first, after the main podcast. And then what that'll do is it'll be a single post, but it'll have several audio files embedded, and you will see on the show notes exactly what is in each edition, each Focus Extra edition, and it's all in one place then. So in the future, if you also want to reference, you know, say, for argument's sake, say it was in my conversation with Nikon, of course, I'm talking about the D4 and the D800, because I know a lot of you guys want to hear more about that. If you wanted to hear more about those cameras and you want to hear my conversation, all you've got to do is go to that single post, scroll down to where you see that in the show notes Nikon are mentioned, and yeah, just there it is, all in one place. And then in the future you can just keep on going back to the same place. It's a lot tidier, I think. But that is pretty much, there's not a lot that I really really have to say today. I must admit, it's a bit of a shorter show this week, just because I'm just trying to get back on top of things. There will be, sort of, as I say, new announcements along the way. I'm just going to have to pause this while I answer my phone. Excuse me. I have no idea what I was talking about specifically. I had to answer my phone, and then, as often happens, the phone rang again, and now I have to drop everything and go out. This is often what happens. So I'm going to sign off. Again, look out for all the updates. I'll be talking about it in next week's show, which is, as I record this, just a matter of days away now, so you haven't got long to wait. In the meantime, yeah, keep in touch. Twitter, Facebook, all the usual things are all out there. But yeah, I'm going to leave it there for now. Keep an eye out for those updates from me in the coming days. There's a lot of content in the pipeline, and I will be making announcements on a daily basis. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget, I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.